Thank you for inviting our family and having us and sharing your time here. As we know, I'm a candidate of the Minister of the Word in LSWACC Synod of United Church. I was in Westmead United Church last year as my field placement and to learn about basic things of the United Church. So this year, I want the experience of the beyond the church. So the last March, the formation program introduced Ravenswood School for Girls at Golden in North Sydney as my field placement. So I'm living and learning the school life as a practicum chaplain till coming Wednesday. Okay. We have a chapel service for the students every week. So at our neighbor, Golden United Church. This is what happened in junior chapel in the second term of the school. I stood in front of the door before the chapel started greeting the girls, and one little girl asked me, "Are you Chinese?" So I was a bit embarrassed, and then another girl came to me and came over to me and said, "Ni hao." Yes, I'm Korean. I came to Australia with my wife exactly 10 years ago. So in March 2009, I completed my compulsory army service at South Korea. And 25th of April 2009, I married my lovely lady. After 2 weeks of our marriage, 9th of May 2009, we stepped in Sydney. Since then, I have been in the Korean community of Sydney. Since first arriving here on a working holiday visa, my visa has changed from working to student to religious visa to PR to citizenship. And with a variety of life experience. I've worked part-time at factories, cafe, a seller at a shop, and consultant at the office studying abroad, and even as a cleaner. At the same time, as a college student, I spent sleepless nights trying to write essays with my limited English I had. And also at the same time, I learned a lot through my work with the children and youth ministry as a part-time youth pastor at Korean United Church for over 8 years. So if you don't understand my broken English, please see and ask your Korean friends if you have any. Now, we share and think about two questions. First, how was your last Christmas? And then, have you any plan in coming Christmas season? And also, I want, can I have a four people to interview about this question? Can I? Okay? Yeah? Alright, cool. How was your last Christmas?
Last Christmas was different than what we've had for many years, in that we've always spent Christmas with our immediate family. children and their children. But last year, they all seemed to have other things to do, which we thought, oh, that's different, so what can we do? But as it turned out, it turned out to be a wonderful Christmas Day because we actually travelled up to the Central Coast on Christmas morning.
And
we travelled up to Christmas morning and spent the Christmas with our with my sister-in-law and her daughter and son. And it was a different day, but it was a very enjoyable day to do something that was different, which we hadn't spent Christmas with them for a long time. So that was really good.
Yep.
This Christmas, we're still working on the plans for this Christmas because we're not sure exactly what our immediate family again are doing because you've got the input of in-laws and you've got the various people heading off in different directions.
Right.
So we're not sure, but our plans are, whatever it turns out, to enjoy Christmas and reflect on what it really means.
Wow. Thank you. Okay, this side.
I'll try my best here. Last Christmas, that was the last Christmas, we had two celebrations. One was with my own family because all my children were with us. And so the family comes to my place, and we have a wonderful meal with the rest of the family. Then, followed by, we had to celebrate Christmas with my daughter's Chinese in-law family. So we had to go all the way up to Brooklyn, because they have a holiday house there, and that was a big event as well. So spent one half day with my family, one half day with them. It's most likely it will be like that this year, but I haven't planned anything because I have been quite ill. So I haven't planned anything. Maybe my daughter will plan something this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, last one from this side. Anyone?
Is it okay? Yep.
Thank you.
Last Christmas in England with my daughter, my daughter and my step family, and also my other grandchildren. It's a lovely time. This year we haven't started to do anything yet.
So hopefully it will be good. Yep. Thank you for sharing your stories and. As you get ready for Christmas, in every shopping center, they decorate the Christmas ornaments on the walls and ceiling and the shop windows. Ribbons and glitter, lights and Santa, stars, carols and gifts and so on. Some family have a plan to go to somewhere on Christmas season for holidays. Some people make a reservation to go to a nice restaurant for a special moment on Christmas Day. Some children are expecting awesome gifts from Santa. Some people think about a person, those whom they love, so they are going to write Christmas cards for them. And we have just heard about what full families are planning. What is your family's planning in coming Christmas season? Like these preparations, when we are waiting for Christmas season, we usually used to have feel hope, joy, love, and peace. However, even though many people focus on Christmas season as a time of joy and celebration, some people have a hard time in this season. some people sent one of their family members to be happen this year. They will meet different Christmas this year than ever. As we know, in Northern New South Wales, few people lost their house by bushfire recently. Think about it. You can imagine that. Maybe they will have a Christmas without their own home. Some older people have to spend Christmas season alone, and for them, Christmas is filled with loneliness. Parents leave children. They are waiting for real parents or people more than the present. Homeless on the street will be begging some food and clothes on Christmas Day. In this, it's Christmas season. How do they find the hope? How do they feel the love? How do they enjoy joy? How do they get peace? Maybe our neighbors have had a struggle this year and will struggle to find hope, joy, love, and peace in coming Christmas season. Then how about Christ? What does Christ mean for us? Isaiah 7, we read today, talks about the sign of Emmanuel. Around 733 BC, allied with Syria, northern kingdom of Israel attacked Jerusalem in the kingdom of Judah. So the people of Judah, they fell into anxiety. In spite of these unsettled circumstances, God proclaimed the hope of God's protection and promised through a prophet Isaiah. The people, they need and seek hope in the frustrated life. I live with one wife. Yes, one wife. And I have two lovely daughters. The oldest one, her name is Sarang. Seren, Sarang. The younger one is Sharon. I want to talk more about my oldest one. When she was born at Westmead Hospital in 2013, we gave her a Korean name, Sarang. Sarang in Korean means love. And our family name, Nam, can be translated as South or Other. So the name Sarang can be interpreted to mean love others. Why? Why did we name her Sarang? First, we want to remember God's love and grace for us. Second, we want to remember the love between me and my wife. Third, we wish our daughter to live in love with others. But I found she's the only human. Even though she has that name, last night she still fought with her younger sister. Yes, something happened. Yep. Emmanuel is the name of Jesus Christ, called by the angel and means God with us. But this just not only when he was a baby. Our second Bible reading in Luke chapter 4 reminds us of Jesus' ministry and his work. His work. It tells us the reason why Jesus came to the earth as a human appearance, as a baby. He lived with and stood for the most marginalized people in the Jewish community 2,000 years ago. Women, the sick, children, and foreigners. He visits them. He held their hands. He fed them. He healed them. He listened to their needs, their stories. He showed them and us how to love others and even enemies by his own, by his himself. Through him, God wants to show and give not only hope, but also love, joy, and peace to people. Those who had hard times in the past, but also today in the present, and in the future, such as at Christmas time. People call the Christmas is the birthday of Jesus Christ, the baby Jesus Christ was born on that day. But I want to ask myself, and also I want to ask you, our congregation, where is the Christ now? Where is the Christ now? Here? There? Where is Christ now? If we believe Emmanuel, Jesus, that is God with us, where is Christ who wants to give hope, love, joy, and peace today? Where is Christ amongst us? In Christmas season, we should be found out Christ if we believe Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. What if we go and meet and share our times with our friends, those who lost one of their family members? What if we pray and also give a donation to bushfire refugees? What if we go and meet and talk with an older person who lives all alone around your house or your unit? What if we go and meet and play with children or your friends, those who miss their parents or friends? What if we go and meet and involve the program of the charity institution like Wesley Mission or Parramatta Mission or Redside Chapel in Bondi or King's Cross? They are going to share their food and time with the people, those who struggle, the living on the street. There is nothing wrong with family celebration at Christmas time. But what if use our wealth, our time, our voice, our efforts to bring hope, love, joy, and peace to those who need it, to our nearest neighbor. But if in the time leading up to Christmas, we thought about other people a little more, I think Christ will be there. When we think about others, when we do something good to others, I think Christ will be there. If you are doing these things, well done. Good job. But I would like to take and give an encouragement. Be expanded your boundaries, your areas for others, for the true hope. In Christmas season, in coming Christmas season, if we use our hope, love, joy, and peace to help others, those who need hope, love, joy, and peace, I guarantee we can find the real hope. We can feel true love. We will enjoy real joy and have a true peace. I believe when we show love to others, especially to the poor or those in need around your neighbors, we will find that Christ is there with us. Because Christ, who is Emmanuel, who wants to give and share the true meaning of the hope to us, will be there helping us just like he helped the people. Because he is the hope of our life. Long ago and throughout history and still just